This is TechCrunch.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Butternut Box wolfs down $354 million for subscription canine cuisine by Paul Sowers. Butternut Box, a UK-based startup that prepares and ships healthy food and supplements for dogs, is raising £280 million, $354 million, in a round of funding from General Atlantic and L. Catterton. Founded out of London in 2016, Butternut Box serves a handful of European markets with myriad culinary products spanning the meat and vegetable fray, with the promise of human-quality ingredients tested and tasted by real people. Prior to now, Butternut Box had raised a little over $110 million in funding across several rounds, but its latest cash injection stands out in a world of venture capital seemingly averse to anything beyond smaller early-stage investments. This, perhaps, is a testament to the enduring and robust market for all things pet. Indeed, the broader pet food market was pegged as a $100 billion market in 2022, with canine chow representing more than 40% of that segment. The problem, however, is that as many as 65% of dogs in the UK alone are estimated to be overweight. And this is why the folks at Butternut Box cook and prepare various dog-friendly meals, in addition to health-focused snacks and supplements, and allows the dog owner to select their goods for delivery as part of a regular subscription. So far, Butternut Box has served the UK, Ireland, Netherlands, Poland, and Belgium, but with another £280 million in its coffers, the company says that it's now looking to expand further into Europe. It seems, however, that the transaction is still in the midst of closing, with the company noting that it's subject to customary regulatory conditions. In all likelihood, the announcement was hurried somewhat by an earlier report from Sky News that emerged today. Butternut Box said that it expects to close the funding sometime this quarter.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.